This is a Are You For Real With God broadcast. How's everyone today and welcome. Today is something interesting when we mention the sower and the seed from Matthew chapter 12. We know today many people, we hear them speak of going to church, attending services. Very few we hear talk about the things of God and what Christ is doing and what he has done in their lives. Let's understand something. The Bible gives us God's word, and that's for us to learn of him. The Great Commission instructed us to follow his word, follow his will, and then we'll learn how we are to behave in righteousness. But then many of us, we hear the word, but we don't comprehend the word. And in order to comprehend, you have to study, and then you will begin to see. Because here, the Bible tells us that the disciples asked Jesus, he said, well, why do you speak to them in parables? He answered and said, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. I speak to them because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. We don't see the manifestation of God's will in our lives. So many things are blotting it out, having fun and being entertained, and all of the camaraderie of being a person in life and enjoying everything that go on. Because you do not hear, you do not see, you will not understand. That's what's important. There's more to it than just getting up, going to a worship service. But we are not being fulfilled. As the word of God says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand. And seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing. Their eyes, they have been closed. That's why we don't have enough or many people operating in the faith, activating the spiritual strength that they've attained in their mortal bodies. We haven't understood it. We don't hear it, nor do we perceive it in our lives. A lot happens when you don't fully understand. Nothing happens if you don't operate. And by operating in the spirit, you have to activate it based upon that which you have heard. That's where you now see that which you now believe. All of this was given to us in the beginning. When you first experienced the transformation, all these things were supposed to keep being added to you. And then when the time came that you desired the wisdom of God's word, you began to activate it, then operate in it, and then all the spiritual blessings will come forward. All of this is according to the prophecy of Isaiah. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. This is Jesus letting you know he's willing and capable of helping you, but you have to believe in his word, start learning and studying his word, resist the devil, and he will flee. Then Christ, our Lord, he can heal you. But then another thing comes to mind, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Imagine that. There were others who did not accept the opportunity and did not get the opportunity to see what we're seeing, the effective power of Christ, nor did they hear the saving word of Christ that was instrumental to us this day. we're always distracted by something entertaining, some kind of amusement. We can be healed, but we need to desire healing. We need to desire the help that God is willing to give us. The Lord stand waiting with his arms outstretched, saying, "Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But we long for more and more of the world, fun, entertainment. We are glutton for everything. We spend so much time trying to be successful that we don't give that much time to our children. We need to really sit down and think about what we're doing. There's plenty of time for everything. There's a time and there's a season for everything. There is something I used to hear from a former mentor, and he would use this statement. He'd say, "Well, we've strayed from the old path, the path to righteousness, and we're following, well, the path of destruction." We're listening to the word, but breaking it down and interpreting it based upon worldly standards. And worldly standards have no spiritual essence involved. We determine what we perceive in the Bible through natural means. There's a difference between heavenly things and earthly things. Let me explain it this way. When he was talking about the old path was the way to Christ, the way to God, it's simple, straightforward, and you repent, confess, and resolve those issues, and then you're ready to go. Today, in order to understand or comprehend what's necessary to be saved, we have a protocol that's established we must follow. Many would say, "Let me get myself ready." The old path said, "Come to Christ and he will fix it." We try to prepare ourselves through natural, manly ways to be prepared. Christ didn't ask us to get ready. He just said, "Come." Remember when Peter spotted Jesus walking on water? He asked, and he wanted to walk on the water. "Bid me to come to you." And he said, "Come." And Peter removed himself from the boat, and he was walking on the water. Today, we would think, "Well, I'm going to get on the water. I would make sure that I have my feet covered. I have to be ready. So what happens if I sink? What happens?" You know, we involve too many variables in a simple process of coming to the Lord. Don't ask questions. If he says, "Get out of the boat," get out of the boat. "Come to me." No matter how you are in life, you may be drug addicted, you may be a wine guzzler, you may be a whoremonger, no telling. Come to Christ. That's the old path. The surefire, easy way, the simplest way to be saved is to follow the instructions. Your education, your academic prowess has nothing to do with it. Come. If you're wanting rest from your worries, you need healing from your sickness, come. Don't worry about the circumstances or the consequences that are involved. If he says he's going to heal you, he will heal you. That is the old path. This is Are You For Real with God. We're going to talk about this more, but we're going to move on right now. So have a wonderful day. God bless you, and thanks for listening.